The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Reminding me of yesterday. So stuck on bringing me down. You should know by now that I'm not sticking around. Let it go. Let it go. Now let me see you like a fallen stain. Take a piece of me and never hesitate. Like gravity, you bring me down. And I'm not gonna take it.
Going on in the world, this fascinating world that we live in. Wednesday, the 9th of September. Doug Steffen back on the air with Ken Kessler. And Kara is at the controls in our studio in Washington, full of thought today, full of promise, full of enthusiasm. Let's get at it. The first item of business, some of you may have seen, no. It's not a discussion of the county clerk. What else is there to say about the county clerk? Is there anything about Kim Davis? She's been released from jail. 3,000 people. Yeah. Mike Huckabee, I'll go to jail for you for 8 years.
Good.
A bunch of political nonsense and grandstanding. So I choose to move into another area that maybe holds some more drama. There's no more drama left in that, right? I mean, what drama is there in the Kim Davis thing? Everybody knows what she thinks. Everybody knows what's happened. Everybody, well, I suppose the drama is, will she or won't she? Will she defy the judge's order? Will she be rearrested? Will she take her name off of the marriage certificates? What will she do? I don't care. Do you, Kenny, care? It's nonsense.
I care because if she gets away with this, it just sets a bad precedent.
Mm-hmm. Well, so far she's sort of gotten away with it, hasn't she?
Sort of, except that they're issuing the licenses now. We'll see what happens when she goes back to work.
Mm-hmm. So this is grandstanding to the nth degree. There are a couple of very interesting comments. Okay, so I give. Let's start here for a second. There are some very interesting comments that have come to facebook.com/good day. I'm going to read this one, if you don't mind, Kenny, from Norman.
Okay.
He writes, no doubt, she seems like one of those that believe in God to a fault, and that fault manifests as a mental illness. After hearing her speak, it's obvious that the woman is a Bible-thumping retard that is fit to be hogtied. Hashtag seriously. If she was an honest, sane Christian, then she would forgive gays for their carnality and simply do the job that earns her her wage. But no, she's a fire-breathing holy roller on a mission from God, also known. Well, I'm not going to say what he says about it, but there's a certain amount in my mind I can identify. I guess I can agree. I don't know if I would go as far as to say that it manifests as a mental illness, but I have found people, this I'm going to say very carefully, I have found people in my life, in my circle, in my church, when I was a church-going person, that were so wrapped up. My grandmother is a perfect example of this, by the way. My grandmother would be right there with her. She'd be in the front row, not cheering, but she'd be supporting. Very quiet. My grandmother on my mother's side was a very quiet person. The old business, walk softly, carry a big stick. She had much influence, but did all of her influencing quietly. But there was a judgment with everything she said. There was judgment. Every single thing that she said drove my mother crazy, to the point where my mother couldn't find happiness in her life, and it was mostly because of her mother. That was judging. It was always a judgment. God says this, God says that. You must do this because God says... And it was on and on and on and on and on and on and on to the point where you would go nuts. And that is what I hear from this woman. Okay, you got strong beliefs? Super. You got them, I got them, we all got them. But to what point do you take those strong beliefs, whether they be in politics, religion, your family, your job, whatever it is, if you have passion in your life, and that's what people are doing here, they're confusing her creative craziness for passion. And then if you look into her, and I say this, the first time I looked at a picture of her, I could see there was, it was like the picture of the guy who was the newsman that shot those two people last week in, what was it, North Carolina, wasn't it? South Carolina?
Virginia.
Virginia. Same look in the eye. Crazed. You know there's something. I hope this woman doesn't have a gun. All right, so you can say what you want. Oh, Doug, you're going too far. She has a right to this, that, and the other. She does. But I'm telling you, there's something about this woman that just isn't right. What's that line from the movie? That boy just ain't right. This girl. Now, so am I being arrogant or in some way, shape, or form, am I being unfair? This is how I feel about it. You could feel differently. Hopefully you give me the opportunity to express myself and not say, listen to him. All right, so Kenny, what did you start to say?
I think that the whole thing comes down to something pretty simple. She has the right to express, to believe,
yes,
to follow whatever religion she wants to believe whatever she wants. She does not have the right to a job.
No.
That's not a right.
Nope. She earned it, supposedly.
She took an oath to follow the laws of this country, and yep, now she doesn't want to do that anymore.
Okay, that's a decision she made. Swell. Right. Make the decision. But then you got to live by the consequences of your choice. We all have choices to make about where we live, how we work, who our spouse is. We have choices. What kind of a car do we want to buy? Those are choices. We make them every day. She made a choice. So, and she has reaffirmed it. It's okay. Sometimes we make choices and they're wrong. It's a mistake, so you correct it. She doesn't think she made a mistake, and therefore she continues to repeat her actions. And under the circumstances, maybe she's right, maybe she's not. I don't feel that she's right, only because it has nothing to do with my respect or not to how she manifests her religious beliefs. But the intolerance that is there is not in any Bible that I ever read. I don't get that. It's like the people who don't understand the Quran and think that it's all about the heathen ways of Muslims. Not all Muslims are the same. Not all Christians are the same. Not all Americans are the same. Not all women are the same. Not all people who are that age are the same. Not all people who wear glasses are the same. I mean, you can go on and on and on. She's a unique individual. And so she's found something. It sort of reminds me of the people who go shoot something up because they want everybody to know who they are when they kill themselves. Am I right or not? That's how far these things are carried out that far. They are so oblong in a circular world that it stands out. People will remember for a while who this woman was. I don't believe she's doing it for notoriety. I just think that her beliefs are so dependent on this sort of thing. It's just, it's unreasonable, I think, to think that you go that far and, oh my God, this is terrible. They're putting me under a cross and I'm bearing it and I'm going to prevail and then, wah. All this whining, please give me some cheese to go with the wine. How's that? Have I got it or not? You want to read a couple more of these comments?
Sure. Susan says, one of the speakers at yesterday's rally for Kim Davis said, we don't need a Supreme Court when we have the Supreme Being. Is this still America?
Separation of church and state. And the supreme being isn't on this any more than he's on the next. Maybe I'll clarify that. I believe that God is everywhere, and that the energy, the infinite intelligence, is part of the fabric and fiber of every single thing that lives, whether it's you, whether it's the animals, other animals in our kingdom, whether it's the grass that's growing on your lawn, the trees that are giving you air to breathe, oxygen to breathe, whatever. God's in everything. And that I did get from my grandmother, and I do believe what she said. However, there's an interpretation. Maybe it's just because we're trying to make heads or tails of this, and it doesn't seem to make any sense. The world is so full of crazy people and craziness, I don't know that I know what's normal anymore. I know what I think is normal for me, but do I think that that's the norm? Is there a norm? Is there normalcy? Maybe that's the question. All right, what else, Kenny?
Chad says, it's sad that Mike Huckabee has become nothing more than a political ambulance chaser.
Wow, that's an interesting characterization. I think he's hurt himself with this, frankly. Anyway, lots of thoughts about Kim Davis. And I said I wasn't going to go there. 18 past the hour on Good Day.
At TIAA Crep, our record sounds like a broken record. We got impressive results in 2013. And 2014? Same thing. We're like, hey, weren't we just here? Then 2015, boom, more impressive results. That's the kind of record you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Intelligent investing, powerful results. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Crep Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. Investing involves risk.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need to get my kids ready for back to school.
Well, Staples has everything they need at low prices.
Like comp books for just 50 cents, so they'll be 110% ready. Wait, that's 10% more ready than totally ready.
Yep.
That extra 10% evens it all out.
Sorry.
Well, I'm usually 10 minutes late getting them to school, so.
That doesn't even it out.
Yeah, sure it does.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples, make more happen. Right now, a 24-pack of Crayola crayons is just 50 cents.
Offer valid in-store only while supplies last. Limit 30 per customer ends 9/12/15.
There is something about the road that beckons and invites us to pack up the family and leave the world behind. And there is something about an industry-leading unlimited mileage warranty on a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz that gives us the freedom to do exactly that. You take to the highway, rack up the miles for up to 3 years, and drive with the assurance that your Mercedes-Benz is covered. You have the security of being in a car that has been certified to Mercedes-Benz standards, while you enjoy a carefree ownership experience for miles and miles. But, while the mileage is unlimited, your time to take advantage of our certified pre-owned sales event is not. Now through September 30th, you can also receive complimentary prepaid maintenance and your first 2 months payments on us on select models, plus 3 months of Sirius XM satellite radio. So hurry into your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer today and see why we say the odometer is there to record the memories.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
Remember when a small business needed a landline?
Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Our Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
I'm gonna love you like nobody loves you. I'll learn your trust-making memories of.
It's memory time here on Good Day at 23 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Ken Kessler. Time for me to go through what has happened historically on September the 9th over the years in our country. For example, back to this date in 1971, where inmates at the Attica State Prison in New York took 30 guards hostage there in a revolt over prison conditions. Mostly they didn't like the food. So they had 10 hostages, 32 prisoners. And in this, the course of the revolt, some 40 people died because they didn't like the food. It took them 4 days to get it under control. It doesn't seem to me like, back to 1971. I don't know if you remember this, Kenny, or not. I sure do. It doesn't seem like it was that long ago. Wow. The Attica prison break. And Attica was found to be one of the toughest places. It's like Walpole State Prison in Massachusetts is a unbelievably bad place for the worst of the worst, and Attica is the same way. So you think they'd give them good food, they used to keep them happy. Give them what they want to eat, keep them quiet. Also on this date in 1890, someone was born excuse me, who had a profound impact on eating in America. Here's his voice. Well, maybe we don't have his voice.
We always use plump young broilers, always fresh, never frozen chicken. It's cut in pieces and each piece is dipped in milk and egg wash, then into seasoned flour in which we have the 11 different spices and herbs for flavor. One more thing, folks. It's the only way that you're going to get chicken that is finger-licking good.
All right. Who was that man? 888-302. Somebody sent me an email yesterday about how tough some of my contests are and how easy some of them are. Listen, there's going to be a little catch here and a little catch there. Catch as you can. So whose voice did we just hear? That was really the man. What's his name? 888-302-3684. Born this date, 1890. Grew an idea into a big business. What was his name? 888-302-3684. The winner is going to get a sample pack of Cedarside Original 100% Organic Bug Spray. So we'll get that identified as we go through other things that have happened on this date in history. 1998, four tourists who'd paid $32,000 each were taken on a submersible to view the wreckage of the Titanic.
Wow.
How about that? It was 2.5 miles down, just north of Newfoundland. This day, 2003, the Catholic Archdiocese of Boston agreed to pay $85 million to settle claims by 350 people who were sexually abused by priests in the Boston Diocese. $85 million. This day, 2003. This day, 2004, Hurricane Ivan became a deadly storm. Winds of 165 miles an hour went to Jamaica, Grenada, Barbados. 20 people died. Tough time for that area of the world. Whew. All right, so let's see how difficult or not we can make this. It looks to me like we ought to start with, and maybe even finish with, Gerald, who's in Missouri. Hi, Gerald. Welcome to Good Day.
Hey, how you doing, Doug?
Well, you sound like him. You related?
Yeah, it's Colonel Sanders, the best chicken in the South.
Colonel Harlan Sanders. Do you frequent Kentucky Fried Chicken? You like their chicken?
Oh, yeah, it's the best chicken.
All right. I'm not sure it's the same as it was when he put the recipe together.
Yeah, you know, they froze it, and then they unfroze it and start doing it
again.
You
know, he sold out for $2 million before he died.
My God.
Can you imagine what that franchise business is worth today? Woof. All right, Gerald. Good job. Hold on just a second, and we'll take good care of you. Thank you. It's 68 after good day. 28 past the hour.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. I'm your host, Mark Green. Today with Rich Lowry of the National Review and Bob Schramm of MSNBC. Coming right up, half the Republican field wants to change the first sentence of the 14th Amendment on birthright citizenship. Is that plausible? Is that nuts?
Welcome back to the Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right. A group known especially for the couch snuggling, ball chasing, face licking, and of course, companionship. Now let's see him in action. Look how he makes eye contact with this person. That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive, and now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles.
Ah, the happy dance of coming with this group.
But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Rich Lowry and Bob Schramm. Half the Republican field wants to change the first sentence of the 14th Amendment on birthright citizenship. Is that plausible? Is that nuts?
I think this is ridiculous. I don't think that any court would hold that the 14th Amendment doesn't confer citizenship on children born here. I don't think there's any prospect of passing a constitutional amendment. Charles Krautheimer, with whom I don't always agree, to put it mildly, thinks that this whole discussion is a real threat to taking the Republican Party off the cliff. When you get to this, it will really inflame people and make it very difficult for Republicans to win the presidency for a generation.
I think there is a very good case that the Congress can, under the 14th Amendment, determine what is meant by subject to the jurisdiction of, which is the key clause in the 14th Amendment. So the Supreme Court actually hasn't held on the issue of whether the children of illegal immigrants do have birthright citizenship or not. Politically, I think this is the blind alley. I think it'd be much easier just to enforce our immigration laws so this becomes less of a problem.
That was your Both Sides Minute. Today with Rich Lowry of the National Review and author, speechwriter Bob Schramm.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work from home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Now, Doug Steffen's Good Day program, Kenny Kessler and I, we're not celebrating the late night show with Stephen Colbert yet, although a lot of people said it was a pretty decent show. Did you watch any of it, Kenny?
I did.
What'd you think?
It was not what I expected because
how so?
He was not his character from the Comedy Central
Comedy
show
Central.
At all.
Yeah.
I thought he was pretty engaging and entertaining.
Didn't you? No, that's so good. Maybe he deserves a chance. So the promise that I made, this is not about me and my promises. Promises, yada-da-da-da. I said I wasn't going to go bananas when it came to discussing the county clerk, Ms. Davis, because I just think there's been enough of it. However, I'm looking at some of the... Excuse me, I just had a piece. I'm looking at some of the comments from people. One fellow just compared what he perceives as criticism of her, with my passion for Monsanto, my negative passion for Monsanto and GMO foods. And Richie Kenny, if you want to read that exact quote from that listener, and then we'll take a quick look down Marriage Lane with Ms. Davis.
All right. It was from Greg. Who's a longtime listener and frequent commenter on our Facebook page.
Frequent critic of my thinking.
Not always a critic.
No.
But
it's okay. He's passionate. He's paying attention. Good for him.
Yeah. He says, some might equate an irrational fears of GMOs the same way Doug is describing Kim Davis.
Okay, so there's a zing. The suggestion might be that I have an irrational fear of GMOs. No, I have a dislike for Monsanto and what they represent, which is control over the food supply. I think that's a lot different than what Ms. Davis is all about. And so I respect your point of view. Thank you for taking the time to send along a comment. Any other really good ones that you want to lay on us?
No, there's so many. Peg says, normally the required attitude of a public official when they are a conscientious objector is to resign.
Mm-hmm. Right. I'll fight rather than switch, as it were. And maybe that's the approach she has to marriage. Let's look at this this timeline of her marriages. This is Kim Davis' story. This has no relevance whatsoever. I don't want to listen to people say, you're taking a shot at her because she was married four times. No. I just find the story intriguing. You do with it what you want. It's just interesting. That's all. Does it speak to her character, who she is, how she thinks? You make up your own mind. She got married first in 1984. She was 18. Married a fellow named Dwayne Allen Wallace. Okay? 9 years later, she cheated on Mr. Wallace with a fellow named Thomas Dale McIntyre, and he got her pregnant. 1994, she divorced her first husband. 5 months later, she gave birth to twins. Okay? Now, let's see here. And then, in 1996, she married a fellow named Joe Davis. Mr. Davis adopted her two children. In 2004, Ms. Davis divorced Ms. Davis. Now her name is Mrs. Davis. Divorces Mr. Davis. Okay? 2007, she marries Mr. Thomas Dale McIntyre, who got her pregnant in 1993, the father of her twins. Following me so far? Next year, she divorces McIntyre. 2009, she remarries Mr. Davis, whom she had first married in 1996. How are we doing so far in the chronology, Kenny? Am I all right?
Yeah. I just followed a couple of these down.
Yeah. In 2009, she remarried Davis, her second husband. Let's see here. In 2011... she converts to Christianity. What was she before that?
Unknown,
okay. So let's see, that's 2011. Early this year, she takes the oath of office because she was elected last November to be clerk in the Rowan County system. And then, since then, we all know what's happened. Okay, so that's just a timeline of things that have impacted her life. Would you say being married is sort of, that's an important, those are important milestones in one's life, normally. So I thought it was worth spending a minute on it. You do what you want with information, yes.
I think the relevant part of that whole thing is that she just took her oath of office this past January.
Yeah.
Her oath to follow the laws of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
So that was just this January, and she couldn't do it.
No. Well, it's in some people's minds who are judgmental, being married all those times, having a child or two children, getting pregnant while she's with him, one guy, and she marries this other one later on, but this fellow she was having an affair with got her pregnant, and she stayed with this other guy, and then she divorces him, and she marries later on somebody else, and then she marries the father of the kids and divorces him, and marries the guy that she married second, fourth, and around it goes. I don't know what that tells you about her stability or what it tells you about her her mores, standards. I don't think that people who live in a glass house should throw stones. I would never, and I think this is the thing that most of us ought to think about. We have, none of us, the ability to live a perfect life because we are not perfect. And that's one of the reasons that we have these conversations, that I spend 5-6 hours a day on the radio talking mostly about people and what they've done. Because isn't that what most of us talk about? Look at whether you take individual movements like this thing in Kentucky. And by the way, why would you live in Kentucky if you're gay anyway? I would ask that question. And I wonder if Ms. Davis sanctioned marriages between first cousins. What does the Bible say about that? Lots of that going on in Kentucky, right? Cousin Chloe marries Charlie. What? There's nothing. What's, How does that stand up under scrutiny? Or the same kind of scrutiny that she puts us under. Anyway, so people in the news, the leaders of Europe have said they don't want to take all of their refugees that are coming. They're going to take some. And the UN says that they should have enough room for these people and should have prepared to take them in before. Why? Why is that the job of the European Union to take refugees in from the Middle East? And who's the United Nations to say that that's what they ought to be doing? I'd tell them to go pound sand if it were me and I was the Prime Minister of France or the Chancellor of Germany. Get lost. Okay, but that's about people and their actions, right? What else? United Airlines fired its CEO yesterday because he had an unprofessional relationship with a person who runs the Port Authority of New York, to the point where they were looking for favoritism on their routes. And in order to take care of this guy, who had a mother that lived in South Carolina, United put on a flight from New York to South Carolina to take care of this guy so he could fly back and forth to see his mother.
Wow.
Okay, but what would we be talking about if he hadn't done that? Right? Hillary Clinton! Where would we be if it wasn't for her?
Before we get to Hillary, did you see what United gave this guy?
You mean in terms of that route, or what else are you talking about?
No, they fired him, but
The chairman, Smisek.
Yeah, he gets almost $5 million.
Right.
He remains eligible for a bonus,
mm-hmm.
health insurance until he can get Medicare, and he maintains flight benefits, parking privileges, and gets to keep his company car.
Good for him.
I'd like to get fired like that. Wow.
You're fired, Kenny. Here's $5 million.
Woo! Thanks.
Yeah, listen. By the way, the other story from the world of airlines and airplanes. Yesterday, a British Airways 777 taking off from Las Vegas McCarran Airport caught fire. You see the video of that? We have some audio. Kara, play the Mayday call from the pilot of this British Airways plane that's about to take off, and the left wing is engulfed to the engines on fire.
Speedbird, Mayday, Speedbird 2076, request fire services.
Speedbird 2076, heavy fire services are on the way.
Speedbird 2276, heavy, we are evacuating on the runway. We have a fire, I repeat, we are evacuating.
Speedbird 2276, heavy, roger.
So, I have goosebumps when I listen to that. When they say seven, they give the call sign 2216 or whatever it was, heavy. That always means it's a wide aisle plane. So the reason that that's a designation that's important here is because there would be more people on the plane. I'll tell you something. Everything I've seen about this, these people handle this magnificently. Not only the crew on the plane, the people on the ground. They were at that plane within 90 seconds of the Mayday call, and they had four fire engines in the line within 3.5 minutes to put that fire out. Well, the fire had been doused somewhat because these newer planes have automatic sort of dousing. They cut off all the electricity and the hydraulics and fuel and everything else to the engine immediately upon signs of a fire so the plane wouldn't explode. You know, that plane with that fire, if that fire had gotten into the wing where the fuel was, the plane would have exploded. And then the 198 people that were on it, what would you be doing? There were only 13 people that got hurt in this thing. They did a magnificent, not a good job, in my estimation, the crew, the people on the ground, magnificent job. And as a result of that, I mean, that could have been a complete disaster with hundreds of people dead. That plane could have blown up and gone sky high and the pieces all over the place. So the people getting out of the plane. Here's some audio from somebody who captured what others were saying. This is, I think, somebody who actually got the audio on his phone, his or her phone, as people were getting off the plane.
It's actually someone who was on the plane. It's not live at the scene, but she was on the plane.
Somebody on the plane. Okay, thank Kara. Thank you.
That was awful. It was really, really, really awful, actually, to be honest. The plane was obviously about to take off, and then we heard there was a pop. it wasn't exactly a bang. And we were told over tannoy that a wheel had burst, nothing to worry about, no, don't panic, there are a few sparks. Then the plane screeched to a halt, and I could see out the window, I was on the left-hand side of the plane, it must have been fuel because it was a row of fire, and they said, don't worry about it, it's all under control. And then we saw billowing black smoke with flames, and it started getting worse, and they were telling everybody, stay in your seat, stay in your seat. And then all of a sudden, apparently the captain came from the front and was quite nonchalant to begin with, and then he realised what was going on, and he looked terrified, and then it was both, right, evacuate immediately. But it wasn't, I mean, I've read that there was a lot of panic. There wasn't panic. I don't think anybody had time to panic. There was no screaming. And everybody looked fairly sharpish.
Yeah, there was no panic that I can see. What a great job the crew did. And, understanding these planes, the 777, probably the safest plane in the sky at the moment, in terms of whatever accidents. I can only think of two other, well, there were the two 777s that belonged to Malaysian Airlines that went down last year. Neither of them had anything to do, really, with the operation of the, with the plane itself. The plane that landed badly at San Francisco Airport, was that a year and a half ago? It was at a Cathay or Asiana, where the pilots were talking, not paying attention. That wasn't the plane's fault. And in this circumstance, what I'm guessing from, and I don't know this, I'm speculating, and that's all this is, but what makes sense when you talk about the thud, the plane's engine isn't going to explode or catch fire by itself and make a thud. What you heard there from somebody was that there was a possibility that the tire, or one of the tires, there are four tires on each side of the plane holding up the landing gear. If one of them exploded on takeoff or as it's going down the runway at 180 miles an hour and blows up, the pieces of it could easily get up into the jet engine, and that could cause an explosion and a fire. I'm going to bet at the end of the day when they investigate it, that's what they're going to find. At any rate, God love them. What a great story that could have turned into a complete disaster, handled so well by all the people. Now, see, that's a bad story that turned good because of the good actions, solid actions of the people on the ground and in the plane. Good for them. It's 12 before the hour on Good Day, 48 past.
This MultiView report is brought to you by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Your child has cancer are among the scariest words a parent will ever hear. This year, the parents of 16,000 children in the U.S. will hear these words. One in five won't survive, but we can help. Join one of 58 St. Jude Walk Run to End Childhood Cancer events across the country to raise awareness and funds for research and treatment at St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Funds raised ensure families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food, so they can focus on helping their child live. Rick Shadiak, Jr., President and Chief Executive Officer of ALSAC St. Jude.
Despite significant progress made by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, which has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rates from 20% to more than 80% since the hospital opened in 1962, cancer remains the leading cause of death by disease for children over the age of one. St. Jude won't stop until no child dies from cancer.
Get involved this September, Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. Visit stjude.org/September.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go.
So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com. The entrepreneur's phone system.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra costs if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
On today's Doug Steffen Good Day program, Ken Kessler and I have with us the lovely and talented, not just lovely, but talented as well, Greg Stebbin, who's the technology editor for Men's Health Magazine. And in that position, he gets exposed to all kinds of things. So we're going to talk about the Apple, the Moto G, the Moto X, the OnePlus 2, 3 and 4 equals 7, 7 and 7 is 14, 14 and 14 is 28, and we'll go way beyond that, plus Google Street View and how that operates. Maybe those of you who are looking around, well, I'll tell you the story in a minute of why I'm asking the question here on Good Day.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Geico applauds your inner ride leader.
An enthusiastic engine rev goes out to the biker in you who leads the pack. Even if that pack is a party of one, you're still a leader to Geico. To prove it, Geico will insure your motorcycle with great rates and 24/7 customer service. And with Geico by your side, you're never cruising solo, which means you've just been nominated as a real ride leader. Congrats. The smell of fine leather and trailblazing is in your future.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Welcome
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need to get my kids ready for back to school.
Well, Staples has everything they need at low prices,
like comp books for just 50 cents, so they'll be 110% ready.
Wait, that's 10% more ready than totally ready.
Yep.
That extra 10% evens it all out.
Sorry?
Well, I'm usually 10 minutes late getting them to school, so.
That doesn't even it out.
Yeah, sure it does.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples, make more happen. Right now, a 24-pack of Crayola crayons is just 50 cents.
Offer valid in-store only while supplies last. Limit 30 per customer ends 9/12/15.
All right, technology person Greg Stebbin here on Good Day. Google Street, the apps, the new capabilities. We were looking last night at some video from Google Earth of a particular area in Florida. We just nosing around looking at some places down there. And I said, let's try Google Earth. I had forgotten about Street View. Or I thought if you use Google Earth, you would get to Street View. And apparently that is something you can do if you're smart enough to know where to look. But I was lucky to remember Google Earth, frankly. But Street View really is amazing. And now they're making it more interesting, Google is, by offering people who have spherical cameras and gyroscope phones to take video and send them up. My God, where does all of this stuff come from?
That's a big question, Doug.
Thank you. A gyroscope-equipped phone. What in the world?
Well, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that I think all smartphones are gyrographically.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Huh.
I mean, so what enables smartphones to do many of the things that they do are things like gyroscopes and accelerometers. These are just sensors built into the phone.
Accelerometers? Why don't I have one of those in my
you
phone?
You do have an accelerometer in your phone.
Sure?
I'm pretty sure, yeah. Sure. Yeah, because so for instance, when you're using navigation, how does it know that you're moving?
It's amazing, isn't it? Huh?
Yeah, it is. All of that is, you know, 10-cent chips inside your phone.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
All right, Apple's latest iPhone, already a bore, expecting...
Well big, said. Well done.
This is wrapped around wild expectation or anticipation. These announcements are pretty routine. Is there a buzz here? I don't know. Is there? Is this the iPhone? There's a new iPad, too, isn't there?
We don't know. We'll know later today. I mean, my personal sense is that people are going through sort of Apple announcement fatigue.
Fatigue, yes.
Yeah, I mean, this worked really well for a long time, but everything ends up wearing itself out, and
right.
I think Apple needs to find a new way to introduce products from space or underwater or something, because I'm tired of the rumor mill and the speculation and the speculation about the speculation and the scorekeeping. I would just like them to introduce their products and make them available to people who want to buy them.
Yeah. All right. Moto G, we talked about yesterday. Moto X, some of the other things that are around. You can spend a few seconds, if you'd like, telling us why you think some of the competition is just as good and less expensive. I thought yesterday made a good case for the Moto X. Half as much money as an Apple iPhone.
Well, unless Apple introduces a low-priced phone later today, and if they don't, I'm guessing they probably wish they had, because phone subsidies are going away. It's coming right out of your pocket. And that's
really? No
subsidies
rethink. For phones?
Not at Verizon, and I think the other carriers will follow.
Let's hear it for Verizon. Boo! Greg Stebbin, let's hear it for him. Yay!
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.